Dreamscape presents Dead as a Doornail by Tanya Kappes. Narrated by Hilary Huber. Chapter 1. Hey, Tina. Lucy Ellen Lowell greeted Tina Bowers, owner of Tiny Tina's Salon and Spa, as she shimmied her robust chest in front of the pedicure chair where I was sitting. Tina was crouched down by my feet, slathering some sort of gritty lotion on my shins. Hey, Kenny, Lucy Ellen said in a breathy tone. Lucy's beady green eyes focused on Tina from underneath the wide-brimmed hat on top of her head. Tina's brown eyes were flat as she looked up at me from underneath her brows, not looking at Lucy Ellen at all. Slowly, Tina's jaw moved from side to side with each chew of her gum. Tina, you have to do my nails. I have to have them done for the upcoming wedding. Lucy Ellen paused. I called to make an appointment, but Cherie told me that you weren't taking appointments, and I have to get my nails done before Saturday, and today is the only day I got open. Lucy Ellen gave Cherie Rath, Tina's employee, an ungrateful raised brow and scowl before she flung her fingers in the air. She was right. Her nails were chipped and in desperate need of painting. Look here, these are awful. You ain't working, Kenny. Lucy Ellen continued to show spirit hands, nail side out to Tina. I'm actually having a day off. I forced a smile. It was difficult to take a day off since I was sheriff of our small town of Cottonwood, Kentucky. Betty and Finn are holding down the fort, I assured her, when I saw from her contorted face that her brain was flipping through names like a Rolodex for who was at the sheriff's department. Betty Murphy was the department dispatch operator and secretary. Finn Vincent was the only sheriff's deputy in the department, outside of my four-legged deputy, Duke, my hound dog. Finn gave her the gift card. They're an item now. Tina winked. That's why she's getting extra special love. She kneaded and massaged my calves with her thumbs. Sweet, Lucy's face pinched. Now, her hands plunged in front of Tina's face. What about my nails? The bell over the salon door dinged. Everyone in the salon stopped when Polly Parker and four of her friends, along with her mother, nearly fell over themselves as they pushed through the door, giggling. We'll be right with you, Cherie said over her shoulder with her fingers stuck in a customer's shampooed hair in the black rinsing sink. Polly's friends were no doubt here for her wedding that was only 5 days away, if you included today. Go on and pick out some colors if you want color. Tina followed up, ignoring Lucy. They're here for what's called a preview party. I smiled and nodded, feeling a wee bit sorry for Tina. Polly was high maintenance even outside of being a bride. I'd imagined she was a bridezilla. Her wedding to Mayor Ryland was the talk of the town. All the small boutiques in town were selling out of dresses and knickknacks the happy couple registered for. It was actually an event I was looking forward to as well. Well, Lucy Ellen pulled the towel off of the arm of my pedicure chair and wiped the dripping sweat from her brow. I looked between her and Tina. Well, Lucy Ellen asked again, and cocked her leg to the side, her curvy bottom following, almost smacking into Jolie Fisher, my best friend, who was sitting in the pedicure chair next to me. Tina's hands felt like a Brillo pad as she rapidly rubbed them up and down my legs. Lucy Ellen pulled her diamond-encrusted gold watch up to her round face and checked out the time. I've got time now, and her mouth formed an O, as if she'd just remembered something very important. Dr. Shively said you could do my toes, but don't put them in the tub since I've been nursing that big bunion and all. Lucy, I don't have time today. Tina chomped her gum like a cow chewing the cud as she splashed water on my shins to get the gritty stuff off, not giving even a look-see toward Lucy Ellen. Cherie put her client under one of those big umbrella hair dryers and plopped herself down in front of Jolie to finish up. We are